I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to teach you some history, and I think I like it. MC Rulio is back. So, other reasons why the Liberals introduced their welfare reforms. We talked about the importance of Lloyd George and Winston Churchill. And now we're going to come to my next favourite individual of this era, C-Bomb Rowntree. That's right, Rowntree. He is a famous confectionery maker, or was a famous confectionery maker, in the town of York. Made chocolates and sweeties. You may have heard of the Rowntree's fruit pastel. That was made, obviously, in York at his factory. He was, apart from being a factory owner, he was also something of a social reformer. He was really, really interested in the lives of the people who worked in his factory. And in 1901, he did a really, really big survey where he studied the workers and the people of York. And he'd done 2 years' research on this. And in 1901, he published his book and he gave it the most exciting name he could. He called it Poverty: A Study of Town Life. And inside his book, he described how actually poverty was normally not due to laziness. It was not necessarily the fault of poor people that they were poor. He said it was caused by old age, illness, perhaps poor housing, that sort of thing. And as a result of this, he said that therefore government should do something about it. He created what he called the poverty line. He said that people, if they were below the poverty line, didn't have enough money to live. Not just a decent life, but just did not have enough money to live. And he found that in York, 27% of the population, that's over a quarter, remember, lived below this poverty line. Now, C-Bomb Rowntree and the research that he did was hugely, hugely important in changing the minds of people. Remember, people up until this point had thought, if you were poor, it's your own fault. This research was pretty groundbreaking. Perhaps seems a bit daft to us today, a bit obvious maybe, but he was the work he did was hugely important. Where C-Bomb Rowntree argued that poor people should be helped, of course, this matched with exactly what David Lloyd George and Winston Churchill were saying. So he became a big sort of ally of these leading liberals. And did a lot to change the minds of people, and probably was one of the main reasons why the Liberals embarked on their 1906 reforms. So there we are. C-Bomb Rowntree, he was da bomb. Da C-Bomb. There we are. Okay, C-Bomb Rowntree, done and dusted. Next podcast, I'll be talking about someone else.